This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Taliban fighters took control of a key district in Afghanistan's northern Kunduz province on Monday and encircled the provincial capital, according to police, as the insurgent group added to its recent battlefield victories while peace talks have been stalemated. Taliban's gains came as the Pentagon reaffirmed the U.S. troop withdrawal is still on pace to conclude by early September. A spokesman said fighting around Imam Sahib district began late Sunday, and by midday Monday, the Taliban had overrun the district headquarters and they were in control of the police headquarters. U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Sung Kim met South Korea's Unification Minister Lee Yong, who handles relations with the North in Seoul, on Tuesday, during his first trip since assuming the role last month. Kim said the two countries agreed to pursue complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula through diplomacy and dialogue, while Lee said that he looked forward to North Korea coming forward to dialogue soon. Kim, who arrived in Seoul Saturday for a five-day visit, had back-to-back meetings with South Korea's top nuclear envoy, as well as a trilateral session involving his Japanese counterpart. British Royal Navy commanders say the UK's newest aircraft carrier, HMS Queen Elizabeth, is helping to take on the lion's share of operations against the Islamic State group in Iraq. Meanwhile, Russian warplanes are trying to keep tabs on its cutting-edge F-35 jet in a cat-and-mouse game with British and U.S. pilots. Speaking aboard the carrier on its first-ever deployment, the Commodore Steve Morehouse said the U.K. is carrying out most missions to wipe out the remnants of IS in Iraq during the U.S. As the U.S. concentrates on its withdrawal from Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Taiwan is criticizing Hong Kong in an escalating row over signing a letter supporting China's sovereignty claims over the island, which had prompted Taiwan to pull out officials from its representative office in the Chinese-run city. Taiwanese staff working at the island's representative office in Hong Kong started leaving the financial hub from Sunday after the government there demanded its officials sign a document supporting Beijing's One China claim to Taiwan. Hong Kong has become another source of tension between Taipei and Beijing, especially after Taiwan criticized a security law imposed on Hong Kong by Beijing and began welcoming Hong Kong people to settle on the Democratic Island. It said that Hong Kong will maintain operations, but Taiwan will take necessary measures if its presence there is further jeopardized. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki outline actions the United States had taken in conjunction with the EU, UK, and Canada to impose sanctions on key members of the regime in Belarus. The sanctions were imposed on several senior officials in Belarus over the forced diversion to Minsk of a passenger plane traveling between two EU countries last month. Asset freezes and travel bans were also imposed on a number of officials linked to the security crackdown that continues to rock the country about 10 months after the president, Alexander Lukashenko, was returned to power in elections branded by the EU and others as fraudulent. Among those targeted by the United States are close Lukashenko associates, those accused of helping to violently suppress peaceful protests since last year, and others alleged to have orchestrated fraud during the elections. Cuba's government announced on Monday that it is its three-shot Abdala vaccine has proven to be 92% effective against the coronavirus, provided no details of the clinical testing. The Abdala is one of the vaccines Cuba testing. It's recently said its Soberana 2 vaccine has shown about 62% efficacy. The announcement came as Cuba faces its worst outbreak since the start of the pandemic. Australia's environment minister said Tuesday that the country will fight a draft recommendation to list the Great Barrier Reef as a World Heritage Site in danger. Susan Ley's comments come after a United Nations body called for more government action on climate change. A meeting of the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization's World Heritage Committee said in a report, there's no possible doubt the network of colorful corals off Australia's northeast coast was facing ascertained danger. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.